Wuthering Heights, Part 1. Let me introduce myself. My name is Mr. Lockwood, and I have just moved into Duskworth Grange, a house that I have rented in a remote part of the Yorkshire Moors. I come from London, and I want to be on my own, and I think I've found the right place. The only house near mine belongs to my landlord, Mr. Heathcliff. Today I went to visit him, and what a cool welcome I received. His house was called Wuthering Heights. Wuthering is a local word used to describe the wildness of the weather before a storm. It is certainly in a wild, windy place, and Heathcliff, too, has a wild appearance. He looks more like a gypsy than a farmer, though his manner and clothes are those of a gentleman. He's tall and good-looking, but he rarely smiles.
"We are not used to visitors," he said.
We sat by the fire and talked. A strange man, but intelligent, was my opinion of Heathcliff. When I thought it was time to go, it had started to snow, and a 4-mile walk in that weather did not inspire me. "I don't think I can find my way home alone," I said. Silence. "Is there anyone who can show me the way?" I asked. "This is a lesson to you, to make no more foolish journeys on these hills," said Heathcliff. "I suppose you'd better stay the night." At supper, I met the rest of the household. Mrs. Heathcliff, his daughter-in-law, who seemed little more than a girl, had on Anshaw a rude, rough-looking young man, whom I first thought was a servant, Zillah the cook and Joseph the servant. What an unhappy household, too! After dinner, Zillah took me to my room and gave me some strange advice. "Do not make any noise," she said. "The master does not let people to sleep in this room."